Over the last few weeks, Florida House and Senate staffers have been developing a map behind closed doors that will serve as the starting point for next week's special session. And now that their draft is public, it's drawing very different reactions from two congresswomen who have seen their constituencies drastically changed. Democrat Gwen Graham's office released a bland statement emphasizing her focus on the job at hand, bringing the North Florida way to Washington. Meanwhile, fellow Democrat Corinne Brown filed a lawsuit Thursday morning, challenging the maps in court. But Matt Isbell, a Democratic-leaning consultant with expertise in mapping and geography, says Brown probably shouldn't worry.
I'm sure she's not going to like the changes because she likes having Gainesville in her district, but she electorally should be fine.
But Gwen Graham is a different story. Isbell says under the current map, it would be nearly impossible for Graham to retain her seat. But he's doubtful the map will move forward unchanged because of the way it cuts up Tallahassee. Right now, an appendage from District 2 pulls in southern and western portions of the city, possibly resulting in what's known as a Tier 2 violation of the state's Fair Districts Amendment.
I think that it is a Tier 2 violation regarding compactness, and I think that that's where the challenge is going to come from. Hopefully, it will come in the legislature itself. They can amend it and they can change it. That's why they released the base map first, so changes can be proposed. And hopefully we will end up with a fix to that, because I think it does violate Tier 2.
In all, Isbell projects a modest shift to the left for Florida's congressional delegation if the borders stay close to their current alignment. He suggests Democrats may net one extra seat under the proposal. The shuffle begins Monday when lawmakers return to Tallahassee for their second of three overtime periods in the 2015 session. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.